a tremendous, tremendous team added to this city this coming year, the Hartford Athletics. Now, I am sure many of you know how popular soccer has become. Young people are playing soccer everywhere. Well, I've got Jimmy Nielsen with me this morning, and he is the head coach of the Hartford Athletics that are coming to Hartford this year. Jimmy, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I just thought it was a nice Christmas present for our listeners, because many of them I know love soccer and will be taking a look this year, and you are the first ever coach of the Hartford Athletics, and what I just want to talk a little bit about the team and where they're from.
Yes.
And again, you are going to have big soccer crowds. You know what you're going to do? You're going to do the same thing that the baseball team did.
I hope so.
Oh yeah. No question about it. A lot of people play soccer up here. A lot of kids play soccer. They love it.
I know. I know. I've been here for 4 months now, and I feel the positive energy about this team coming to town. So I'm very, very excited to be part of it. And let me tell you a little bit about Hartford Athletics. We're going to play in the USL. It'll be 36 teams. 18 teams in each conference, and it's a full-time professional setup. The players will be here full-time, not only being a big part of what we're doing on the field, but definitely off the field too in the community, come out and be good role models for the kids. And I believe that soccer has a bright future here in Hartford. There's a big hunger for soccer here, and you guys have been waiting many, many, many years for this year. So I'm very excited to be a part of this.
Jimmy, what do you think it is, though? Because, you know, it was football, and it still is football and baseball. But all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden, soccer is really, you see so many soccer teams, kids playing soccer. What do you think it is that has driven soccer, and we can do this in Hartford now?
I think it's maybe a combination of a lot of things. You know, first of all, soccer is the world's biggest sport, and TV is showing more and more soccer here and inspiring the young kids for that. Seeing Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool, Barcelona, Real Madrid are coming on tours to America too in their summer preseason and traveling around the country to play exhibitions game, and it's a big sellout everywhere they go. And, you know, for the younger generations, you know, as a parent, you might have some concerns with football and the concussions, and the kids start playing more and more soccer. And I've been here in the country for 9 years now, and it's been tremendous to follow the development of soccer over those 9 years. You just see year after year after year how it grows in the youth, in the professional, on TV. And again, you see those big teams coming on summer camps, preseason camps to America. I think it's fantastic to follow. I'm excited to start finally here in Hartford.
Yeah, well, I think no question, Hartford Athletics. And I love the name, but Jimmy, no, this is going to be something. I remember when we first were talking, the baseball was going to come back here. And, oh, people were calling me in the morning, people will not, won't be coming and all this. We've sold out constantly, as you know.
Yeah.
And the same thing, you're going to have a real nice stadium that you guys are putting together. You're going to get young people, their parents bringing them to soccer games, and they'll bring them because they play soccer.
True. And I think it's fantastic to be a local here in Hartford, to have your own team to cheer for. You don't have to find a New York team to support. You don't have to go to Boston to find a team to support. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but now you have your own team just around the corner to support.
Now, when the stadium's really all set to go, how many will you be able to see? Do you have a number yet?
I think the capacity will be 5,500, and we're going to have the opening game May 4th against Charlotte Independence. We're going to start off the road. Our first 8 games will be away from home.
8 away from home, and then the opener here, and you'll have good crowds then. That's terrific.
Yes, we will. You know, I'm as I said before, I feel a lot of positive energy about this team here. People are very, very optimistic and very, very excited, and as I said before, very positive. So I am 100% sure that Star are going to be a big success here in Hartford.
Now, again, for those who don't know where the stadium is, just explain. We all know, of course, but just explain where it's going to be.
Well, it's the old Dillon Stadium. They're going to get remodeled, and you know, with the short time I had in town, I heard a lot of good history being made at Dillon's with soccer games and Thanksgiving football and big concert, Rolling Stones, and on and on. And that stadium is going to be completely remodeled, and then we have the opportunity to make some new history.
Boy, that's great. That's just fabulous, Jimmy. And again, when will the first game be played? When will you? Now you're going to be away for the first 7, but
the first 8 games will be away.
Okay, the first 8, right?
Yep, and the first game will be March 9th in Atlanta, and first home game will be May 4th against Charlotte.
May 4th. All right.
Yes.
That's just around the corner.
Put that down in the calendar.
Oh, you're going to have, there's no question that you're going to have good crowds. And, you know, this is the way Hartford is going. It took a long time to get where we are now, but there are more people coming into Hartford, young people to live and to work. We've got baseball that is a sellout, one of the top. In fact, it was one of the tops in the country this year in that particular class of baseball, and it just grew and grew and grew, and people love it. They love it.
And I can only speak for ourselves here, and, you know, we have a front office with 15, 20 people right now, and a lot of them coming from other places, and it's been easy to recruit people here to Hartford, including myself. And when I recruit players, you know, people are very, very excited to be a part of this here in Hartford. And, you know, sometimes when you come to a new place like me, traveling around a lot with jobs, you know, you're a little excited in the beginning how people react to the place you're at, to see if they have the same feeling as you have. But I'm telling you, it's been very easy and smooth to convince people to come to Hartford.
Well, we're proud to have you here. Another team coming to town, the Hartford Athletics. Yes, Jimmy Nielsen is their head coach. And, boy, I want to tell you, you are going to see a lot of families. And that's the wonderful thing about the baseball, too. We just pack them with families. They come in with the kids, and it's just what the city should be. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, this is a great thing about sports, and now I speak about soccer here. You know, it's for families, it's for hardcore supporters, it's for single, you know, it's for everyone. When you come together at that stadium, you're all there for the same reason, to cheer on for the team and have a blast and have a good time. And that's what sports do, you know, it brings good people together.
Well, I'm glad that you had a chance to stop by today, and we'll be seeing you, no question about it. Hartford Athletics head coach Jimmy Nielsen, a new team coming to Hartford to join baseball. Boy, it should be quite a time. Thanks a million, and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
And thank you so much for having me on the show.
You bet, Jimmy. Thank you.